Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Charleston Guest Leonard Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located here in the home of Senior Bowl 2021. That's right, Mobile, Alabama. I am your host today, Randy Bergen, as I'm sitting in for the big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland. Now, he's out for the day, and guys, I got to tell you, quite frankly, he couldn't get Bob Costas, so he got the little man in here. He got the little man. I am happy to be with you. We're going to have a lot of fun. There is no question about it. Now, the guy that you know and love, I see eye to eye with him. Every Absolutely. Day, he is the co-host of the Prep Sports Report. My main man, Coach Mark Lasseter. Coach, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. So good to be here this morning, and glad you guys are here with us, and especially Randy, because I can see you. After this show, we're going to play a little basketball game, because I think I can post him.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to talk some basketball. There is no question about it. But let's welcome in the third member of the team today. Happy to have him with us. He is riding the bench with us. Longtime coach and former Southern Miss Golden Eagle, Coach Barry Gibson. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Good morning. Glad to be here, guys. Looking forward to it.
We are going to have a ton of fun. There's going to be absolutely no question about it. Glad to be with you. Of course, as I mentioned, Coach Cleveland is out today, and he's on assignment, as they say.
Yes,
and he'll be
on
back
assignment.
With you next week. So we're going to sit in. Got a big show lined up for you, a lot to get into. Of course, what's happening today? In about in just a little over 5 hours, right here in Mobile, Alabama, it's the 2021 Reese's Senior Bowl. Going to be kind of interesting. Guys, if you're an Alabama fan, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a great ball game to watch those guys play before they, you know, their last collegiate type slash NFL first type ball game. So it's always fun for them. But I've kind of kept up through the week and watched. Of course, you know me, being an Alabama fan, I like to kind of keep up with some of their guys. And they've had a good week. And Mac Jones has had a good week. I've heard a lot of positive stuff about him, so it ought to be a lot of fun, and seeing these guys work to try to get their draft stock to improve a little bit, and it's a great thing. Senior Bowl is a wonderful experience. If you've never gone to the game, it's just good to go over there and spend a little time and then go to the game.
You know, and one of the things, it seems like every Senior Bowl, at least the ones that I've been to, the weather has been absolutely crummy. I mean, just cold and wet, and man, what are we doing here, all right? You're going to have some good weather today. Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember as a kid going to the Senior Bowl. I lived in, you know, Moss Point, Mississippi. It was where I grew up, so it was a short drive over to Mobile. And I can remember, you know, watching Joe Namath and, you know, all the great players in the Senior Bowl here in Mobile. I do remember that they got paid. That fascinated me as a kid. And I think it was the winning team, every player got like $3,000, and the losing team got $1,500. That was the first time that those college kids had ever received money. Do they still do that? I don't know if they still do it or not. But I remember that, and they said, man, that must be cool, you know. And those kids thought it was too, but it's always been a great tradition. I loved going, and like Randy said, it's going to be a great day for it today.
Should be a lot of fun, a lot to get into. There is absolutely no question about it. Certainly want to welcome all of our listeners up in the Montgomery, Birmingham, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega. All of y'all, welcome to Prep Sports Report. You're listening to us on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, a part of Radio Alabama, and, of course, all of our listeners along the Gulf Coast on FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you on board with us. Hey, we've got a big lineup for you today. And, Coach, you have done an outstanding job in getting some great guests on. At 8:30, Adam Boehm, he is the UMS Wright head boys golf coach. Going to talk some golf with him. Getting started, and from a professional standpoint, certainly glad to see these guys out playing. If you watched any of it, they're at Torrey Pines right now. If you watched any of that, they got a little wet yesterday, all right? But we're going to talk some high school golf coming up, something you're very familiar with, not only for football, but for golf as well.
That's correct. And, you know, Adam's going to come on. He's done a great job at UMS, and he's going to talk about the David Memorial Tournament.
Exactly.
We'll have in February. They host that tournament at Lakewood. And so he'll be on with us to talk about that. And look forward to having him talk with us a little bit about that. And then Amy Cockrell is going to come on with our discussion on Heart for Athletes.
That's so incredibly awesome.
She does a great job with that thing, and we've talked about it before, and we got a hold of her last night, and I said, "Listen, come talk to us. What you got going? What's on your heart?" And things of that nature, and Amy does a really good, great job, and that group has saved some lives already.
They certainly have, and listen, and I'll say it each and every time, we are so glad that what we're going to be talking about kind of hits home with you. Hits home with
Very
you.
Much
and
so.
By the way, it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you. How you doing?
How's everything going? I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Had a little battle with the coronavirus back before Christmas.
Right.
But it was kind of one of those deals where I had a little fever one day, took two Tylenol the next, and tested positive. The next morning, I wake up and just felt fine. And it was that way from then on. But I had to spend 10 days in quarantine. But, you know, I about went nuts.
I can imagine. Well, you're looking good. There's no question. That's going to get us. We're going to do all that in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, another big lineup for you. We'll have Auri Blackwell, the head coach for Benjamin Russell High School, a place that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, Auri took that job, and I got to know Auri. I knew him a little bit a few years ago, but met him this year again at Montgomery Catholic, where he had been for a few years as head coach and done a great job there. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was head football and baseball coach at Montgomery Catholic, and he has just gone over to Benjamin Russell to take the head coaching job there.
That'll be a lot of fun talking with him. And then at 9:15, we're going to be talking with the athletic director for Bayside Academy. The guy can kick a soccer ball. His name is Jamie Ferguson. He's doing a good job over there at Bayside. Again, something you're very familiar with.
Yeah, and Jamie does a great job as soccer coach, and he runs our entire soccer program all the way from YDL up. Does a great job there, and he's also our athletic director. So he's going to talk a little bit about spring sports / how we deal with COVID. That's one of the main topics, and he has some. We have some protocols that we follow. The CDC's laid out for everyone. And so, anyway, Jamie's going to talk to us about soccer and spring sports, and it'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to tell you, Ian, of course, pushing the buttons here for us, Philip, our phone producer, and Ian, you didn't know that there were such good-looking guys around here, did you? I mean, look at this little barrage of coaches and ex-coaches. And Barry, I know that we got about a minute or so left here in this segment, but looking at the Senior Bowl, something you certainly can reflect on.
Yeah, absolutely. In what way, though? Coaching or what?
Both. I mean, look, you played college ball at Southern Miss.
Of course,
you coached in high school for many, many years, and then at the University of Tennessee with Coach Johnny Majors. And so you had some guys that went to the Senior Bowl.
We did, particularly when I was at Tennessee. Had some guys play. And I tell you what, it's one of the major events for these seniors. And I know a lot of seniors kind of bow out of it, and I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they'd come play, you know. And they're getting ready for the NFL. They're getting ready for combines and all that stuff. But this game really showcases to the whole country what they can do, you know, with other great players. And because, you know, just like high school, you got a few players you consider the star player, and in college you got your star players. But when you get to this game, everybody is a star.
Everybody's pretty good.
And everybody's pretty good. So that's why I've always loved watching it, because the competition is so great. And I wish more seniors who get invited would come instead of ducking out like some of them do. But, you know, it is what it is. But it's just a great event, and, I look forward to watching it today.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot, as I mentioned, a lot to get into today. Unfortunately, we've got to talk about some passings. We had some folks that passed away the past week or so. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment as well. We've got, how about Sylacauga? They're looking for a head football coach. Thomasville, all right, a veteran coach. Everybody knows Jack Hankins. He's no longer at Thomasville.
Went to Wayne County. That was sudden. I mean, I don't think anybody knew that was even in the works. And he's gone now, and Thomasville is looking for a coach. And they'll be, you know, he was there for 24 years, I think, And I don't know how many of those are head coaching years, but he was there for a long, long time, and they're looking for that guy again. You know, and it's Sylacauga. Andrew Zout was only there 1 year.
Right. Now he's moved on to Alabama. Wow. I mean, excuse me, Clemson.
Clemson, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
And we'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments. Of course, I want to talk some college football, talk a little Auburn football, a little Alabama. Of course, Auburn now with a new head coach. How about Tennessee? They've got a new head coach. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Pruitt has moved on. He's, let's see.
Giants.
He went to the NFL now with the New York Giants. So we have got a ton to get into. Listen, by the way, our text lines are open at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster and Coach Barry Gibson, sitting in for the big man. I got some big shoes to fill. Let's see how we do. Don't go anywhere. We've got more. The Prep Sports Report is headed directly at you right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Just let it roll, baby. Let it roll. Oh, yeah. Little Steely Dan. It does not get any better than Steely Dan. I can promise you that. Saw him in concert several years ago down at the Wharf. And, oh, my gosh. They just sound so good. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Glassner and Coach Barry Gibson. You know, Braxton Council, local attorney, and Jimmy Duncan, who is a 30-year congressman from Knoxville, Tennessee, well, they can help anyone with governmental affairs. They have a great influence in Montgomery and in Washington, D.C. So many people rely on either the state or federal government for the businesses, and Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Washington, D.C., contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Also, you know, it's all about relationships, and Jimmy and Braxton have great relationships both in Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Be sure and contact them if you need help in Washington and in Montgomery. All right, guys, we were talking before we went into that first time out, we were talking a little bit about the new job up at Thomasville as Coach Jack Hankins leaves Thomasville to go to Wayne County. Now, that's over Mississippi, all right? And Barry, you were talking about Thomasville is going to be a great opportunity for someone. But he has stepped into a pretty good opportunity or a pretty good position right now over at Wayne County.
Yeah, he sure has. Being from Mississippi, I'm very familiar with the Wayne County program. And a good friend of mine, coaching buddy of mine, was the head coach there for years. His name was Marcus Boyles. Marcus had great success at Wayne County. And it's in Waynesboro, Mississippi, and they've got great facilities. Really good athlete. So Coach Hankins is stepping into a nice little program there. And I tell you what, I was telling you earlier, they look just like the Auburn Tigers. Their mascot's the Tigers. Their colors are orange and blue. They design their uniforms exactly like Auburn. When they come out, they look just like Auburn. So they've got a lot of pride. They've won a couple of state championships in Mississippi. And so that's a nice program.
What is their mascot? I think I read something, and it kind of confused. I was reading something about it, said they were the War Eagles.
That's what they are. Okay. They are the War Eagles. I said Tigers, but they are the War Eagles, and then designed the uniforms like
that.
You're right.
Yeah. I could be wrong on that.
No, you're right.
I saw it last night. I went, what? I never heard of that.
No, you're right.
You know, Mark, and you talk about Coach Hankins. I mean, here's a guy, 47 years old. And he's accumulated – he's one of the winningest coaches in Alabama. I think when he leaves Thomasville, he's got a record of 169 wins and 62 losses. That's not too shabby.
No, won a state championship in 2010 and just done a great job there. Coach is an excellent football coach. And, you know, we played him at Bayside a couple years ago, and I'm glad they're not in our area anymore.
And may I say, okay, as you know, I was doing the play-by-play. Me and Barry were doing the play-by-play.
Yep.
And that press box was absolutely one of the hottest press boxes we've ever been in, all right? And
yeah, it was.
I have to just say, and it was a lot of fun. But it was that late August, early September, if I remember,
yeah,
all right? And we walked past two parts of the press box to get to our section. Now, the two parts that we passed had air conditioning. We're like, man, we are going to be in heaven today. Well, they shut the door behind us, and there wasn't AC1 in that place.
No. They want to make sure you know you're the visitor.
Well, and we did, and we did. But
I was soaking wet when we walked into that game. There wasn't a dry spot on me anywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sauna. There's no question about it. But congratulations to Coach Hanks. Congratulations to Wayne County as they get him as their new head coach. And as you mentioned, that opens up the position there in Thomasville. So get your resume out. Also, Sylacauga, they're still looking for head coach. As you mentioned, Andrew Zau leaves to go to work on that Clemson staff with Dabo Swinney. And they've got a couple of names out there. And some, I mean, probably come right to the forefront would be the head coach, Adam Fawcett, at B.B. Comer, right there pretty much across the street, isn't it?
Yeah, it is right across the street. I've always wondered. I don't know if that happens very often because they are big-time rivals. Yeah. Don't know if that would happen or not. But Coach Fawcett's done a great job there and would be a great hire. They've got some really
– He wouldn't have to move.
No, he wouldn't. That's a good thing.
That's right.
They've got some other guys, I think, you know, in line. I think Sam Shade from Pinson Valley. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know that name if you're an Alabama fan.
He was a runner-up for that job last time when Andrew Zau got the job, and I think he's going to be one – that they talked to a good bit. And Jake Gaines.
Yeah, exactly.
Played, and I'm not sure where he played high school ball. I want to say his mom is, I think this is right, or his family is from Pleasant Grove. I think they grew up with my brother. I think that's correct, if I remember. I know they're from that area. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he played at Georgia, and so he's looking, he may be one that they talk. He's at Thompson right now.
There you go. That'd be good. And then you got another name that's being thrown right there for the Sylacauga position is the Sylacauga defensive coordinator, Anthony Jacks. There again, Coach, he wouldn't have to make a move at all.
Nope.
And that sure could be – sometimes that's not all bad.
No,
and a guy
not.
That's been there for – he's been there for a couple of years, I think, now at there at Sylacauga, so people know him.
Sometimes, you know, you like it. It all depends on how the – and Rick and I have talked about this, and we've all talked about it at one time or another, about the fit. How the person fits the school and the community. And, you know, sometimes when you've had a guy who's only – you got a hired head coach, and, boy, and Andrew Zau's a heck of a coach. They brought him in, and we're hoping that would be a long-term gig there in Sylacauga. It turned out not to be. He got a great opportunity and couldn't pass it up, mm-hmm. and I understand that. Sometimes, though, you kind of need to keep some continuity, you know, so those kids are not bouncing around.
And I think when a coordinator, whether it's the offensive coordinator or defense coordinator, is moved up to the head job, I think a lot of it has to do with that relationship he has with the players. I mean, if the players love him, they're going to go to bat for him,
right,
to the principal and say, look, make him the head coach. If the relationship is not good, they're going to go outside right and hire another head coach. But a lot of coordinators get those jobs because they have such a great relationship with the players already. They've been there for years. They know each other. They're familiar. And like Mark said, the continuity is there. So it just depends, I think, on the situation at the school and what kind of relationship, you know, the coordinator has.
You know, and a couple other names being tossed out there for that Sylacauga job is from the Mobile area, Murphy head coach Rico Jackson. That's a name out there. And, of course, Lincoln head coach Mac Zedeker. They call him Coach Z.
Coach Z.
So they've got some great – great coaches there.
They'll have a lot of applicants for that job. There'll be a lot of people want that job.
I would certainly understand why.
Have y'all noticed, guys, I just want to throw this in. Have y'all noticed how the state of Alabama has such quality high school head coaches throughout the state? I mean, top to bottom. I mean, I've been in five or six different states coaching, and I tell you what, Alabama compares, they're right at the top when it comes to the quality of the head coach in our high schools here in Alabama. It's just unbelievable.
I agree with you. I think it's one of the great things about high school football in this state, the leadership that these schools are, we have, and what they do for kids and what mm-hmm. they teach in their program. So, and there's some great coaches in other sports, you know. And I'm going to jump in real quick. Charlie Shipp, girls basketball coach at Davidson, won his 500th game.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
And Charlie's I've known Charlie for a long time, one of the finest people I know. He's a football referee, you know, stays busy, but Charlie won his 500th at Davidson.
Congratulations.
Speaking of basketball, we're going to talk more about that a little bit more in the show, but how about Spanish Fort? giving Fairhope a little run for the money last night. Spanish Fort gets the win on that. 57-54 defeats 7A, number one basketball. Of course, that's a very good team.
It is a very good team, and they'll bounce back. And I think sometimes, Barry, I think you and I talked about this a minute ago, how these when you're undefeated in basketball, which is almost incredible to do, period, to make a whole season, you ride those last few weeks, you got that
pressure.
It pressure's in your mind, whether you try not to make it there or not. And sometimes when that thing is gone, you actually get better. And so I'd look for Fairhope to get better, make a run for the state championship.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk more about that coming up in a little bit. Just got to mention a couple of – a little sad note. We lost a couple of folks over the week, last couple of weeks. McGill Tulin assistant basketball coach Mark Shelley passed away. And, of course, Alabama High School Hall of Fame coach Wayne Trawick passed away.
Phoenix City.
I know that's somebody you know, both of you know very well. And from a professional standpoint, of course, a guy from right in the Mobile area, grew up in Mobile, Hank Aaron. Passed away, and a childhood friend of mine, Don Sutton, played with the Dodgers, passed away at the age of 75. So keep those families in your thoughts and prayers as you go through your day, for sure. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk a little golf. We do that with UMS Wright head golf coach for the guys, Adam Bowen. He's up next right here on the Prep Sports Report. Don't touch that dime.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lantern's Prep Sports Report. The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Glasser, Coach Barry Gibson hanging in. Hey, I've got to mention to you our good friends at Premier Collision. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile. Hey, got good quality parts, a professional staff, and the best prices in town. Why don't you see our friend Chris Garris at Premier Collision? Give him a call, 251-478-4500. Again, 251-478-4500. It is Premier Collision. All right, guys, time to go to the phone lines. We've got to welcome in a special guest here. He is the head coach for the boys golf team at UMS Wright, Adam Boehm, on the line with us. Coach, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, thank you. How are you this morning?
We're doing extremely well. Of course, you just started the golf season, and you start your seventh season there at UMS Wright. And Coach, I got to tell you, I've been doing golf for a long time, and we've seen a lot of incredible golfers come through that program right there at UMS Wright.
Yeah, we really do. We graduated another Alabama golf team member last year in J.P. Cave and Gregory Jones, also, who's at Montevallo. So, yeah, we've seen a lot.
We're visiting with Coach Boehm right here on the Prep Sports Report. Mark?
You know, Coach, we got a big tournament coming up, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the David Miller Memorial Tournament coming up in February and just kind of give us an idea, you know, about what that tournament's about and how great it's been over the years.
Yeah, so when I came to UMS, we had kind of a lapse in hosting an invitational tournament. So I wanted to revive that. And we started with the UMS Wright Invitational. It was during my time at UMS that we lost a golf alum in David Miller. Mm-hmm. And he was a very decorated junior golfer and collegiate golfer at the University of Georgia. And so I met with Pokey Miller and decided that we needed to turn this tournament into a memorial in his name. So in conjunction with the Miller family, we've turned this into quite a great fundraiser for a scholarship we have at school in David's name. We invite the best programs from around the state, around Mobile and Baldwin County, and turn it into what I hope is a first-rate tournament.
You know, Coach, it has been a tremendous tournament, and I know we at Bayside love coming over and playing in that tournament, and you see a lot of really good golfers, and it's a good for a really good cause. Tell us a little bit about this year's tournament coming up, some of the teams you might have playing, and what you expect.
Yeah, so this year will be another one with a really, really competitive field. We'll play it again at the Lakewood Club down in Point Clear. which was Pokey Miller's, one of his golf courses, as he says, but it was his home course as he lived in Daphne. We expect to see some great golfers. We've invited some individuals who don't have quite the team, but certainly are very talented, committed to other schools. We've got a young man from Rehoboth High School who's committed to Troy, a young man who's at a Montgomery Catholic, and it escapes me where he's committed, but I know he's playing at the next level. And then we've got some top teams in Mountain Brook, in Spain Park, Bayside, of course, and Hoover High School. You know, the big programs from around Birmingham, around the state, Houston Academy, you know, these are state champions that are going to be there. We look for another really competitive field.
We're visiting with Coach Adam Boehm, the head boys golf coach at UMS Wright. Of course, talking about the David Miller Memorial. David had a very good friend, two-time Masters from Pensacola, Bubba Watson, and I know Bubba really contributes quite a bit to this tournament.
Yeah, so Bubba was extremely close to David and the family, and his and David's wife, the widow. So she's been in contact with him for our tournament, and he last year has donated some signed visors. His goal is to get to the tournament and hopefully speak to this field. You know, timing is everything, and his right. schedule just hasn't permitted. So we're hoping that we'll get him sometime here, if not this year, in the next couple years.
Well, I know it plays a big part for him. Barry, I know you've got a question.
Yeah, Coach Barry Gibson. I was a girls' golf coach at Fairhope right before I retired from coaching. One of the most fun jobs I ever had with those girls. But I was going to ask you, with the big tournaments coming up, with the COVID-19, you know, crisis, the pandemic, how are y'all treating that at these tournaments now, as far as social distancing? Do you touch the flag? There's a lot of guidelines out there. How are y'all handling that right now?
Well, so what I do and I have always done is use starting times for my tournament. We don't shotgun start. So that obviously helps with different times and being at the golf course. We never see too many kids on the range, et cetera. So that's one. You know, masks and buffs will be required to be worn until they're on the golf course. We won't touch the flag sticks. They'll remain in the hole. If you've been playing golf around lately during this pandemic, you've noticed the styrofoam in the holes. That will remain, so there's not a lot of unnecessary touching. And also, we're going to try something that the NCAA did at the Blessings. We're going to play our teams in fivesomes for the first rounds to kind of limit exposure, and then we'll repair after round one and mix the teams up. We are not having a tournament dinner, which we all do every year. We do kind of a grab-and-go meal for the kids and the coaches, just things of that nature. It's really tough, but we're so blessed to be able to get back on the golf course and get some normalcy. So
we're visiting with Coach Adam Boehm from UMS Wright, the head boys golf coach. Got you for another minute or so here, Coach. Again, the date on that is going to be on February the 15th out at Lakewood, which for folks, if you've not been to the Grand Hotel in that area over there, is absolutely spectacular. Two wonderful golf courses over there. And Neil Frazier, the director of golf over there, and his staff just do an awesome, awesome job. Let me ask you this, Coach. If folks wanted to come and watch this tournament, is that allowed? Can they do it? And if so, what do they need to do?
Yeah, you know, thankfully in boys high school golf, we don't see the crowds that they see on the PGA Tour.
Sure.
But, yes, we welcome guests. They social distance just fine on their own. We'd love to have them down. It's you know, February 15th and 16th. The only thing that we ask is, you know, you remain distant from the kids and each other. And, you know, we kind of, as coaches, police the crowds, and I think we do a pretty good job of it. So I'm not worried about any of that. But yeah, we love to have people down.
Well, and I tell you, if you've not gone and watched these guys, these juniors play some golf, there's some incredible, incredible talent out there. I went over to Azalea City for and the Jimmy Green Tour hosted the Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic back in December. And went over and talked with Jay Stubbs, who, by the way, does an awesome job with Jimmy Green Tour. But yes, got to see some great talent over there. The one thing, let me just throw this suggestion at you for grandmas and grandpas, if you can follow your grandchild over there, you cannot tell them. You can't give them, like, hey, why don't you hit a 7-iron here, okay? You can't give any advice.
That's right. Leave that to the coaches.
That's right. Hey, Coach, listen, good luck to you in the tournament. Good luck this year. We're going to have you on our show as well, Southern Fairways. We'll have you on to talk some more golf. And it's been fun talking with you. And again, good luck this year and good luck on the tournament.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, there you go. Coach Adam Boehm with UMS Wright, the head boys golf coach. And that's a tournament that really has a lot of sentiment to it. There's no question about it. And, Coach, I know with you being the head guys coach, the boys coach at Bayside, you've got some talent over there as well.
Yeah, we've got a few players this year that I think are going to be fun to watch. And I think that, you know, we've got Will Middleton coming back for his fourth year and Cole Kimyati his third year.
Let me just mention that real quick. Cole Kimyati is a name you probably want to just jot down, okay? Cole's got some talent. If he takes this to where he wants to, that might be a name you could see on a big leaderboard one day.
Probably could. He can do it. Now, he plays hard, and he loves the game, and he has the right approach, and that's what – to me about golf is the thing is having the right mental approach to the game, and I think he's got it. And so look forward to watching him do that this year. And like we said, everybody gets started in tournaments on the 15th and 16th of February, and come on out, watch those kids play. It's a lot of fun, and they do a great job. And, you know, the greatest thing about golf is it teaches honor. I like more than anything else about the game. It teaches honor.
There's a lot of attributes to the game of golf. If you get your child involved in it, your junior involved. And let me just tell you, for you folks out there that have daughters that might have an interest in playing golf, there are many, many scholarships available for them to take advantage of playing golf in college.
Absolutely.
These schools are looking for young ladies
They're begging for girls golfers, I'm just telling you.
Absolutely.
And they're I don't know. If you can hit the ball straight, you probably get a scholarship.
I got one question though. How many high schools would love to have Tiger Woods' son Charlie on their high school golf team?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Wow. That's what is he, 13?
Yeah. You know, of course, we do the show, Southern Fairways Golf Show, which you'll be able to hear on these same stations tomorrow, each Sunday from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. We talk a lot of golf. Of course, the motto is we talk golf first because we're going to talk other sports as well. But one of the topics that we have for tomorrow is junior golf and the aspect of some of these guys, what happens mentally when these guys, they go to a practice range and they are just on fire, but then they got to get on the golf course. And it kind of, the mentality changes a little bit. How do we get that? How can we take it from the practice range to the golf course? And because some of these kids out there, and we're going to talk about Danny's son, Jackson, who plays over at Spanish Ford, and she's got a beautiful swing. And sometimes we let our mental, well, that's what golf, a lot of it is.
Right.
I mean, is the mental side of it. And, you know, you see it all the time, Coach. They're playing so well, and all of a sudden – it just lost focus.
That's right.
Just lost, went to left field. I'm out chasing butterflies.
I don't know where it went.
You know? Hey, listen, we're going to open up the phone lines in the next hour as well. Or if you got a text, you have a question, certainly you can do that at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Barry Gibson in the house with us as well as the big guy. He is on assignment. He's going to be back with you next week. So, hey, he's let the cats come in and play, and we're going to do that. Is coming up next, we're going to have Amy Cockrell. We'll talk about Heart for Athletes. You won't want to miss that. It's going to be a great segment. It happens right here on PSR.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen, sitting in for the big guy today. He'll be back with you next week, along with our co-host, Coach Mark Laster, and longtime high school football coach and college coach, as well as a college player, Coach Barry Gibson, right here in our studios today. And, man, you know, if people only knew the conversations that go on off the air, it would be quite interesting. I think we got a wrestling match set up here.
Oh, boy. I'm buying it too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, the desire for heart of athletes is to be a part of the growing trend to perform cardiac screenings on athletes prior to their participation in athletic activities. This service will provide to athletes in the communities of Baldwin and Mobile, Alabama, resulting in young lives being saved. And several of the conditions that lead to SCA are detectable and deaths are preventable. To tell us all about it is Amy Cockrell with Hearts for Athletes. Amy, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, it's great to have you on, and this is such an important deal here. And tell us a little bit about your story and how Heart of Athletes came to be.
My son is a sudden cardiac arrest survivor, and we had no idea that he had a cardiac condition. And after his cardiac arrest and his survival, we realized that 1 in 300 kids is at risk for sudden Wow. cardiac arrest. And once a child has, or once a person has a sudden cardiac arrest, only like 8% survive. So it's just imperative that we find and detect these conditions before that happens. And it's just crazy to me to think that we're losing 20 kids a day across Wow. the United States to this. And, you know, my effort and the people I've joined across the nation, we're just trying to bring a light to the subject and make sure that people are aware of it. And not only we try to screen kids to prevent this, but we also want people in the public to know what to do if an emergency happens, you know, on their clock. If they see it happen, they need to know how to respond appropriately.
Wow, what a great cause, no question about it. And Mark, I know this is something that is seriously something very close to you, and something you kind of experienced.
Yeah, I unfortunately and then fortunately,
right.
I did, and I got to know Amy through this, and it was so eye-opening for me the first time I talked to Amy about what she does and what Heart of Athletes is all about, and I'm going to let her share some of those things with us this morning. So, Amy, so good to talk to you again, and if you got a minute or two to tell us about what you guys are doing, what you got coming up, and kind of what y'all are trying to do to help spread the awareness of sudden cardiac arrest.
Thank you, Mark. We just have a continual effort to talk to people in the community. We go to schools and we make sure that they have an emergency plan in place. We do screenings. We have available, we don't have any screening scheduled now for any particular school, but we can go into schools and screen their kids. But we also have available, if someone wants to go to Clear's Clinic in Daphne, they can get a sports physical and an EKG done that will be reviewed by our physicians at Heart for Athletes.
You know, we've had...
We also...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mark, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also, you know, have, if anyone's interested in AED, which is an automated external defibrillator, which is what you need to, if somebody goes into cardiac arrest, what you need to reverse that arrhythmia that's occurring. And so they're becoming more and more common in schools and businesses. We can help, you know, make sure that people not only have the AED, but are prepared to use it and are trained to use it.
I tell you, you can check this out at heartforathletes.org online, heartsforathletes.org, as we visit with Amy Cockrell. And I got to tell you, Amy, this the number that you threw out, that we're losing 20 a day doing this, is just an incredible one that I was not even aware of. But as I go through your website, and I am just gathering some great information here, one of the things that you got to have is you kind of go off donations. And how, if someone wants to donate to this cause, how would they do that?
We have a page on our website where they can donate directly. That would be great, because you're right. We do. It is 100%, you know, run on donations and volunteers. We couldn't do without our volunteers in the community.
You know, Amy, as we get ready to wrap this up on this segment for today, I just wanted to ask you, I think there's been a couple of kids in our Baldwin County community. We don't have to mention their name, but Heart for Athletes has actually saved their life. Isn't that correct?
Yes. We had, I guess I can mention the school at Daphne. Last year, they had a sudden cardiac arrest occur on their campus. and that child was saved. And she has become a great proponent for us right now and just really vocal. And she's at college now and doing great. And she's, you know, our Heart for Athletes ambassador and helping us spread the word. But through her passion to get the word out, she promoted and encouraged the school to have a screening. And through that screening event, we identified one child who's at risk, and he had surgery and is doing well and is back doing the sports that he loves. And one other thing I'd like to mention is with COVID, there's been a lot of talk recently about the effects that COVID has on heart. And so I think we'll be seeing a lot of that in the future. There are a lot of collaborative efforts right now going on to look at athletes and how, like, again, how COVID's affecting their hearts. And I think screenings are going to become more and more common.
Amy, let me ask you in closing here. Now, folks want to donate or they want to get in touch with you. How do they do that?
Through our website, heartforathletes.org, or they can contact me at amy@heartforathletes.org.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know how much I think of you and your program there and what it's doing to save lives. And if there's anything we can do for you here at PSR, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Thank you, Coach Lasser. I appreciate it.
There you go. Amy Cockrell, Hearts for Athletes. Boy, great cause. Check them out, heartsforathletes.org. You can go on. You can get more information. You can also donate on that same website. Do it. It is that is incredible. I did not know that.
And
I have to be honest with you.
That's one of the big things that we wanted to get this organization on this show because people just don't know. I had never heard of sudden cardiac arrest until I didn't even know it was.
You don't think about it with young athletes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and she said something right there at the end that really strikes a nerve with me, guys. You know, my wife Robin works at Thomas Hospital, and she's a fitness instructor, but a lot of times she's over in the ER helping out. And she has seen cases where this COVID, of course, we know it really can do a number on your lungs, but also your heart. And they see cases every day, she says, that come in and out of there where people's hearts are really damaged by this COVID-19. So people need to be aware of that. It's not just your breathing. It's not just your lungs. This can possibly lead to a heart attack.
Good statement right there. Be sure and check it out, heartforathletes.org, heartforathletes.org. Guys, this first hour has come to an end. Has it gone by fast or is it just me? Are we having that much fun?
We always have that much fun.
We do.
We haven't played basketball yet, but that's
about to happen. You know what? Hey, here's what you got to do. Now, we got coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking with Aubrey Blackwell, the head coach for Benjamin Russell, and then Jamie Ferguson, athletic director for Bayside. But we're going to talk some basketball, and we might share some stories. I think we got some you're really going to like. All right, first hour has come and gone. We'll be back for the second hour of PSR right after this.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Leonard's Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Nope, nope, nope. Coach Cleveland ain't here. He is not here. He's not in the... not in the house. All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Charleston Gas, Land, and Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located here in the home of the Senior Bowl 2021. It is Mobile, Alabama. I'm your host, Randy Bergen, and I am sitting in for the big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland. He's out for the day. And, man, I tell you, we had a blast in that first hour. Glad you are here with us in the second hour as the co-host and the guy that I see eye to eye with, and we're going to have a little wrestling match right after the show. Coach Mark Lasseter here.
We're going to wrestle or play basketball.
Well, it's called a wrestling basketball match. How
that's
about
what
that? We're going to do that for sure. Also sitting in with us, longtime coach and former Southern Miss Golden Eagle coach Barry Gibson. But guys, time to go to our phone lines right now and welcome in Coach Aubrey Blackwell. He is now the new head coach for Benjamin Russell High School. Coach, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Good morning. How are y'all today? An outstanding day.
Doing fantastic, buddy. I'm so glad you're able to join us this morning, and just wanted you to have a chance to get on here and talk a little bit about the excitement going on at Benjamin Russell and some things that you guys are doing right now and how you're getting ready for this upcoming spring, summer, and fall.
Well, I tell you what, it's been an awesome transition so far. I hadn't quite got the family moved up there yet, but We'll be closing on the house here in a couple of weeks, and looking forward to having the whole family there. My kids started school in January, and we started the very first week, and with workouts and getting our guys back together. The first thing that we tried to do is work our halls, and we've added 26 kids in our halls back to the team. And so really excited about, right now we're looking at 101 kids signed up for spring training that we'll be looking at in May. And so we're working three groups out during the day and a group after school. And just trying to get that fired back up this week. Me and four of my coaches, we were on virtual this week. And so we're bringing our kids in after school. And so we went ahead and we've been painting hallways and locker rooms and painting the weight room all week this week. So I was on a ladder and in a paintbrush every day and just trying to help restore and hit the reset button and give the guys to restore the Wildcat pride that we believe in. And we're really excited about all the kids that have already started to buy in. The kids are working really hard and we're trying to get out in the community as much as this COVID time is allowing us to do, get out in the community and start talking about all the good things we really are wanting to do and getting back to what they say, that Wildcat pride is a big thing. And we want to restore it and more than just on the field, but off the field and our facilities. And that's really what we're working towards right now and still working on making sure that we can do as much as we can to give our guys confidence they need to get turned back around, and really, really proud of how they have been able to go back and go in and pull kids out of the hallways too that may have played in middle school, played the last couple of years, and so building that team back up, and really excited about the last couple of weeks, especially in the weight room where the guys are really starting to figure out how we want to lift, how fast we want to move, our dedication to the little things, and so all those little pieces we're trying to develop and starting to set a fire underneath the culture that we want to coach with and we want to have within the program. And I'm really looking forward to just being a part of an incredible community with a great booster club, with great people that want to see the school do well. I was fortunate enough. I played at Central Alabama Community College there in Ellet City. And those are two of my best years in my life. I got to play for Ronnie Baines and Don Ingram, and Coach Baines taught us so much. And it was just an incredible time for me when I lived there in Ellet City for those 2 years. And we had a lot of success that year for Ronnie Baines before he left and took the job in New York City working with the NFL full-time. We made it all the way to Grand Junction, Colorado, and played in the World Series. And the things I was able to learn from Coach Baines is something that I still, most of that I use today in my program and how I handle a lot of things with it. I was blessed to play under so many great men. And that's why I do what I do, guys. And really fortunate that God gives me this opportunity to coach this game of football.
Coach, I got to tell you, if folks have not heard you before, the excitement level is high, and I know you've got to be very excited about taking on that new head coaching position there at Benjamin Russell. We're visiting with Coach Aubrey Blackwell. Barry?
Yeah, Coach Blackwell, this is Coach Gibson. I coached for 36 years, and so I wanted to ask you one thing. We're really kind of advise you on one thing. I noticed you just said you went in there and you're about to close on a house. Don't you know that you never buy a house the first year of a new job? That is the golden rule of coaches. You rent the first couple of years, Coach, and then if things look good, then you buy the house.
Well, I tell you, I'm really fortunate that my family is home builders, and so we bought a house to kind of flip, and that's what my wife and I have always done. It's something I'll do in my spare time is, kind of flip the house and get it turned back upside down. So that's just a little fun thing for me. That's kind of one of my hobbies is doing those things as well. So when I'm not doing, football or running the town, my wife and I are painting or trying to redo things. So it's something that my wife and I enjoy as well. But I'll be honest, the community, the housing market in Ellet City is really odd. And there was not one. We've been waiting for the whole time to try to find just one house to rent, and they just weren't available. So we decided to buy a flip, and looking forward to that opportunity too. That's something a little fun. And like I said, my family helps that out, having home builders a part of it. But, yeah, no doubt, Coach, It's not something I wanted to
do. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. I, you know, because I'm kidding with you. But, yeah, I know you're going to do well, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you, Coach.
We're visiting with the new head coach, Benjamin Russell, Coach Aubrey Blackwell. And Mark, I've got to ask you a question, of course. Benjamin Russell, a very special place for you. As you were up there coaching, and you coached with one of my favorites, Coach Phil Lazenby. But you had a guy that went on to play in the NFL up there. Pretty good ball player. I think they called him by his initials, T.O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that ring a bell?
It does. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to get to coach him when he was there, and I've told the story a million times. He made me really look like an idiot. He he didn't start playing wide receiver until the fifth game of his senior year.
Really?
And when he got a shot, he never let it go, and now is history, but I get to talk to him occasionally. But it's really good. But Coach Blackwell, it's a school with I think we got about a minute and a half left, and wanted to make sure that we got let you tell a little bit about what's coming up this fall, who y'all will play, who you open up with, that kind of thing, and let you talk about that for a second.
Well, we have a spring game, and hopefully that will stick. So we're going to play Chelsea on Thursday night on May 19th on that Thursday night. We're going to have that at Mark Savery Stadium. And then our opening game, actually our first three home games are at home this year. So we'll open up with Huffman at home. And then we have Coach Danny Horn and Central Clay will come in game two. And then Stanhope Elmore comes in game three, all three at home. So it's a really good time to be a head coach and your first four home games are there.
Right.
In the incredible, beautiful stadium, Sonny Wilson and his staff does an amazing job. What a beautiful facility! And so, looking forward to allowing the guys kind of hit the reset button and with me and find where they want to fit in and our program and how the system is going to be well for them. But looking really, I mean, we're an incredible facility, and the chance we're going to be able to be there our first four football games is going to be awesome. And looking forward to it. And if anybody's listening to the city, I'm coming around these next 3 weeks. We'll be knocking on doors, knocking on businesses. We want to get it fired back up. I'm really, really looking forward to pushing that, getting the pride back in the Wildcats.
Coach, we want to thank you very much for taking time to be with us on a Saturday morning. I know you got a lot to do, and look forward to having you back on many times as the football season comes around. And good luck. Congratulations on the position, and we'll be following you. So good luck. Thanks for being on.
I appreciate I look forward to this every Saturday morning.
So, there you go.
I really appreciate what y'all do for high school sports.
Coach. Thank you, pal.
Go ahead and close that house, dude.
Coach Aubrey Blackwell, right there, the new head coach for Benjamin Russell, right here on PSR. I'll tell you, this young fella, he's got some charisma.
He's got some juice.
He's ready
to go. He had it at Montgomery Catholic. Yep. I saw it in his football program when we played him this last year, and he's carrying that to Alex City. He's going to do a great job.
We're going to talk with a fella coming up in the next segment that's got a lot of juice also, the athletic director for Bayside Academy, Coach Jamie Ferguson. He's up next. I promise you, you won't want to miss that segment.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Down to down. Hey, kicking it back to a little hard from 1980. I'm sorry, that's the wrong show. My bad.
Casey.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Casey Kasem. Hey, welcome back to the Prep Sports Report right here.
Well, don't touch that dial.
Touch it, I promise you. Hey, we're having a blast here as Coach Rick Cleveland is out for the morning. I am Randy Bergen, sitting in for the big guy, and I mean big guys. We're visiting with Coach Mark Laster. Absolutely. To me and Mark, we see eye to eye on everything. And,
we do.
Of course, Lassiter is here, and Coach Barry Gibson in as well. I want to remind you, need to mention to you that our good friends at Premier Collision, you got to go by and check them out. They're located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. They've got good quality parts, a professional staff, and the best prices in town. Why don't you go see our friend Chris Garris at Premier Collision. give them a call, 251-478-4500, 251-478-4500. It is Premier Collision. As we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, on the line with us right now, a guy that I got to tell you, just enjoy this guy. Always fun to talk with him, and doing a great job as the athletic director at Bayside Academy, our good friend, Coach Jamie Ferguson. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well, extremely well. I know you got a lot going on. We got spring sports we're going to talk about in just a few moments. But I think one of the things, Jamie, is the fact that we've all been dealing with something. And as an athletic director, it's probably been pulling your hair out, okay? Now, I know you keep your hair nice and trim, but for most folks, you're pulling your hair out with this COVID-19. How you been doing with that over at Bayside Academy?
Well, I've certainly been growing my hair out to actually pull on something. It's been a challenge. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I think everybody would agree that it's been a difficult period. But I, you know, on the flip side, when you see the children competing and playing, the rewards are just as big on the other side. I mean, it's
exactly.
So it balances out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we all love to see is watching our juniors competing and certainly do it in big fashion over at Bayside Academy. As we're speaking with the athletic director at Bayside, Coach Jamie Ferguson. Mark?
Coach, good morning, buddy. It's good to talk to you. And
good
just
morning.
I wanted to give you a chance to talk to us about your soccer program this year and what's going on and how y'all are looking. I know we got started with your actual practices this week, and how's it gone, and what are you looking forward to for this year?
Well, you know, I think everybody's just looking forward to, you know, being. We've certainly enjoyed being back on the field, and we're looking forward to actually playing a game. You know, it's so clear in our mind that moment last spring where, you know, we walk off the field, and the rumor had already kind of spilled during the game that everything was getting shut down. And so I think there's a hunger, and I'm not just saying from Bayside. I think there's a hunger from all schools, whether it be soccer, softball, you know, baseball, any spring sport, that, you know, I don't think these children are going to take anything for granted because, you know, they missed out. And certainly the seniors missed out on the most last year's seniors. So I've got a sense from my group that every practice is a priority. Every time you're on the field is a blessing. And so I've certainly felt that from them.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of folks look at it like that. It is a blessing to be back out doing it for sure. We're visiting with athletic director at Bayside Academy and Daphne, our good friend, Coach Jamie Ferguson. Barry?
Yeah. Hey, Coach. Barry Gibson. I was going to ask you a question. You know, as an AD, as I was for many, many years, one of the challenges that I had, and I tried to do the best job I could on it, was try to get around to all the different sports to support coaches and kids, because if you don't, you got parents say, well, you didn't come to our game. Well, I was at a baseball game. Yeah, but you didn't come to the soccer game. Well, I was at a tennis match. And that's a challenge for an athletic director. You know, our time is just divided. I mean, you're just really stretched in so many different ways. How do you handle that these days? And with the COVID thing, there's not as many, you know, spectators as there used to be. But how do you handle your time about trying to get around and see all the different sports and the different teams?
Yeah, it's certainly a balancing act. It's not one that is easy, and it's not one where you're going to please everybody. But the way I see it is, you know, unfortunately, you have to put a lot of what you need to do on the back burner just to be present at things. And then what they don't realize is then you have work at home because you had to go to a game. And me being a spring sport coach as well, you know, I'll finish soccer practice and then I'll walk over and kind of meet with the baseball team while they're practicing. So I don't just go to their games. I try to, you know, watch practices a little bit as well, because, I mean, that's when you really see the hard work, and you see the relationships between teammates. So it's a challenge, no doubt.
It's good when your facilities are close by. I mean, that helped. But I tell you, when I was the athletic director at Spanish Fort, those first few years, the school, we didn't have any facilities. You know, we didn't have a baseball field. We didn't have soccer fields. And so I literally, in one day, I can remember, went to about three innings of a baseball game, left there, went to a tennis match, watched, you know, some of that for about 30 minutes, left there, went to a swim meet that was going on, watched that for a little bit, and then left there and ended up at a soccer game. All in one afternoon. So it gets tough.
I think Mark can remember this. I'm not sure what day it was, Mark, but remember when we were hosting the cross country up at Bicentennial Park,
right?
Coach Swagger.
Yep.
So we had schools up at Bicentennial Park. Mark and I were there at 6 o'clock, and then I left there, went to the Civic Center in Mobile. We had the cheerleading regionals.
Right.
And then I left the regionals in downtown Mobile and then pulled up, and I think we ended up having a volleyball home
Correct.
Game that night.
That's
so
right.
It's just nonstop.
We're visiting with athletic director at Bayside Academy, Coach Jamie Ferguson. Coach, talking about spring sports real quick, of course, Mark right here, the golf coach for Bayside Academy.
Yeah.
Listen, you got some good athletes there. You got some nice golfers and all that. And I want to ask you about your son. I mean, he's a doggone good golfer.
Well, it depends on which one you're talking about. I got one that can stick it within a few feet, and I've got one that can wrap a club around a tree. So, now, Mark's got a good group of young men, and Caroline's got some up-and-coming golfers and the girls. But our boys, certainly have some seasoned golfers with Cole Camiardi and Will Middleton. We've got some definite potential in the ranks.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you, it is it's always fun to talk with you, hang out with you, and keep doing the great job you're doing over at Bayside Academy. We appreciate you taking just a few moments to be with us on a Saturday morning, my friend.
No, I appreciate it, guys. I hope you have a good day.
All right, you too, buddy. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Coach. Bye, guys. Bye, Mark.
Coach Jamie Ferguson right there.
Tell you what, he's done a great job this year as an athletic director going through COVID-19, a first for anyone, a pandemic. I don't know how. I mean, I'm sure everybody's athletic directors have done great jobs, but I can only say from what I have seen working with Jamie is the job he did at Bayside this year. And like I said on the show before, that first football game this year, I'll never forget this. That day we were at Escambia County getting ready to go. Coach Laz is talking to the players, and all those kids are looking at him, and I just kind of looked around and saw all those seniors. You should have seen the excitement in their eyes and face, because they're like, here we are. We're going to get to do this.
Yeah.
What is it going to be like for those kids in soccer and golf and tennis and baseball, all those guys who didn't get to play for the state championships last year?
That's right.
What an exciting time this is going to be for them. And that's what it should be all about, making it exciting for those kids, especially those seniors. This is their last hoorah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's got to be – go back and reflect back on your senior year. Could you imagine having to go through what these guys are going through? It's crazy. Good to talk with you. And he mentioned Caroline Beebe, who is a fantastic young golfer, played golf with her many, many times, your girls' golf coach over there at Bayside. She's went on to South Alabama and played, and very standout.
Does a great job. She also coaches our middle school basketball team.
So. We had her at Spanish Fort when we first started.
She won the first championship at Spanish Fort, for sure. No question about it. Well, okay, look, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we're going to talk. We got to talk a little basketball. We're going to do that, but I think we're going to tell you of maybe an event that's going to happen, and we're going to have to see if Coach Jamie Ferguson will let us do it there at the plank on the campus of Bayside Academy. I got a feeling it's going to be a combo event. Maybe it's a wrestling one quarter, basketball one quarter, and we'll do a couple of quarters of that. Randy and Coach Mark.
Oh, boy.
Hey, no, we got a lot to get into when we get back. You won't want to miss it. Hey, the phone lines will be open, too. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Why don't you join us? Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts. It's Prep Sports Report right here on Radio Alabama.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, I am digging. I am absolutely digging the beds, the music beds on PSR. You can't get any better than Steely Dan, Boskaggs. You got all those going. Fantastic, fantastic. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen sitting in for the big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland. Of course, Coach Mark Glassler here, Coach Barry Gibson in. And I want to remind you, Braxton Counts, a local attorney, and Jimmy Duncan, who is a 30-year congressman from Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, they can help anyone with governmental affairs. They have great influence in Montgomery and in Washington, D.C. So many people rely on either the state or federal government for their businesses, and Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people. So if you find yourself in need of working with Montgomery or Washington, D.C., contact Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Again, 251-476-9900. And, you know, it's all about relationships, and Jimmy and Braxton have great relationships in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. All right, I want to get into a neat topic in just a second, and it kind of coincides with what we were talking about a few moments ago. Maybe we could have a little fundraiser, okay? Maybe a little fundraiser for Hearts for Athletes. How about that? And Coach, it's going to be me and you, okay? We're going to wrestle a little bit, and then we're going to do a little basketball. All right. Now look now. We've been listening to some basketball stories. All right. You've shared some basketball stories with us. You did that off air though, didn't you? You need to share some of those on air. All right. Because that one is absolutely hilarious. And I've got one for you that'll blow you away. All right. And Barry was at it.
I was there. All right.
But will you share the one where? Now you've gotten beaten basketball before, but this was just an absolute beating.
Oh my God.
Will you just share that one?
This was in like 1973, I think. I think that's when it was.
Okay.
And we're at my church. We had a church league youth basketball, and we were awful. When I say awful, I mean I was one of the best players. That tells you how awful we were. I was 4'9". Okay.
All right.
Anyway. We're playing this team from.
You still are.
Yeah, we're playing this little bunch out from called Ladue, Missouri. They come down and play, and they're beating us. It's 80-0. I promise you.
Oh my!
We haven't scored a basket. We can't even get the ball down the court. Anyway, we finally have an out of bounds play, and a coach tells us what to do, and. The play where I got the ball, I was in inbounds. Instead of inbound, I put the ball on the ground, out of bounds, stepped off onto the court and ran toward the basket. A guy right in front of on our team stepped across the line to pick up the ball, threw it to me, and I actually made a layup. We scored. We got beat 90-2.
Wow.
Wow.
They tightened it up a little bit.
That's
we made it close,
right
baby.
That's
tough.
Let me share mine. Real quick. A couple of years, Barry was there several years ago. I guess it's been what, Barry? 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
The Globetrotters were in Mobile. And I was doing a morning show at the time, and we had had Special K in. They were doing a promotion and all that. He'd been sitting in with us for about an hour. And we're asking questions about the Globetrotters and blah, blah, blah. And right at the end of the show, I looked at Special K, and of course, you and I see eye to eye on everything,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And I said, Special K, I said, I've listened to you for an hour. And yeah, you Globetrotters are pretty special. They certainly are. But I think I can take you. Okay?
Okay.
He looked at me and he said, are you kidding me? I said, I think I can take you. He said, you're going to have a chance. So they dressed me up. I played with the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters at Mitchell Arena over here. And they finally brought me in. It was about 2 minutes before halftime. They brought me in. They give me the ball. I'm at the top of the key in Special K. And remember, all of this is choreographed. Everything they say, everything they do is choreographed. And they hand me the ball, top of the key. Special K says, hey, little man, you want it? I said, you going to give it to me? He said, yeah, I'll give it to you. So he backed off about two steps outside the perimeter. I drain it. Nothing but string music. Am I lying, Barry?
No.
And there was probably about 5,000 people there, and the place just went crazy. All right. So I drained to three. All right. They went speechless. They went speechless.
So did I.
So did everybody in there. You got to be kidding me.
Could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah, really.
You got to be kidding me. But I came down, and then they fouled me, and I went to the free throw line. I had two shots at it. Missed the first one. Made the second one. So Hall of Fame material right there, playing against Globetrotters. 100% from the field, 50% from the line, and there you go.
Let me add something to that shot he made against the Globetrotters. My wife and I are sitting there watching this. Most people shoot a three-point. They're just outside the line, three-point line. Oh, no, not Randy. I don't think he knew where he was. He was way back. I mean, he was out.
Showing off, Coach. I had that range. I had that range.
Yeah. And when he stopped, and I'm thinking, okay, he's way back. And I told my wife, surely he's not going to shoot it from there. There's no way. And, yeah, he did. He unleashed it, and I said, no, this is not going to be good.
Well, I got a little secret for you. Short guys like us, we shoot it from back there because we're probably not going to get slapped back in our face.
Hey, that's exactly right. That's why he said, you want it from here? I'll let you have
it.
Good luck. I got to tell you, though, after the end of the game, the official, and you've probably seen him on many, many of the Globetrotter shows or whenever they've done exhibitions and everything. The Globetrotters go to the corner, they're signing autographs and everything, and I'm going to the locker room to change clothes. And he comes to me and grabs me. He says, Randy, I got to tell you, I've been doing this for over 20 years with the Globetrotters. And he said, no one has ever made a three on them before. That was the funniest thing to see them speechless. He said, I just want to say thank you. And I said, no, it's all my pleasure.
That's a great story.
It was a lot of fun. Hey, here's a great story. Are you ready for this? The Daphne girls, they take home a title in the first girls' state wrestling tourney. Mark?
That's unbelievable. I mean, I didn't even know we had girls' wrestling. I didn't know until I saw Rick send me this thing on it the other day, and I'm going, what? I didn't even know we had it. And, man, that's fantastic. You know, girls have been wanting to wrestle for years, and now they have their own sport, which is the way it should be, in my opinion. They ought to, if they want to wrestle, I think it ought to be, and it's a great deal. There was 25 teams that competed in the state tournament, and they won over Daphne won the tournament over Thompson, 85-82. W.S. Neal finished third with 54 points. Montgomery Academy with 39 and Auburn with 38. But Daphne girls win the first ever state wrestling tournament in Alabama high school sports history. So good for them. Kudos to them. And now they set the bar. They're going to have to do it again next year.
Mark, you know why I never thought there would be a girls wrestling team? Because you have to weigh in. And girls don't like to weigh. There's a weight limit in each class. So I thought, no, that's never going to happen because the girls just hate to share their weight with anybody.
Right.
So, but congratulations, Daphne. That's quite an accomplishment.
It really is. Congratulations to the Trojans for sure. And I'll tell you, we won't get into it, but how about the state bowling championships? That's something new. That's not something that we're used to talking about a lot. And you're going to start seeing it. And I think more and more, and Mark, maybe you can elaborate on this just a little bit. As we look at high school, there's a lot of new sports coming into high school. Like a fishing rodeo. You got the bowling. You got wrestling. Girls wrestling, not boys wrestling, but girls wrestling. A lot of new sports coming into high school.
There is, and I think it's very progressive on the National Federation of High Schools and your state organizations to try to get things for all kids in your school, something that everybody has an interest in. There's things that kids can do now. They may not be very fast. They may not be very big. They may not be very strong, but they can go out and they know how to catch fish, and they can get out and get in a tournament. And it's great. I think it's great.
I can tell you, if I was in high school, if they'd had fishing in high school, I'd have been on that team.
Let me tell you something. Bowling. Now that's the coaching job I would love to have. You're in the air condition all the time. You got a snack bar right there behind you. You can go eat whatever you want. What a great coaching job that would be to be in a bowling alley.
That's true.
You know, man, that'd be fun.
Hey, you got to tune into the Prep Sports Report. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Laster and Coach Barry Gibson. Hey, guys, last night Colby McAllister hit a pair of three-pointers in the final 2 minutes and 35 seconds on Friday night. And Class 6A, number 8, Spanish Fort, held off Class 7A, number 1, Fairhope, 57-54 on the road, snapping the Pirates' 22-game winning streak to open the season. Toros coach Jimbo Talbert said, I really have no words. We talked all year about just playing Spanish Fort basketball, and we did that. And we would have a chance to do something special if they did it. We didn't win a state title tonight, but they certainly proved to ourselves we can be special if we keep working every day. That, congratulations to the Toros of Spanish Fort, defeating the Pirates, 7-8 Pirates, number one in the state, and they have got some talent on that Fairhope team. Mm-hmm. You got the kid that's headed over to Duke, okay, to play quarterback and
Riley Leonard,
absolutely.
Riley Leonard. But you know what? Spanish Fort probably did them a great favor. Mark, you and I were talking about this earlier. By getting that loss, getting that elephant off their shoulders, the monkey off the back, whatever you want to call it. With the loss now, they don't have to, you know, feel the pressure of an undefeated season. They can relax and go play now because that's done. And so Spanish Fort probably did Fairhope a big favor last night going into the tournaments and getting ready for the playoffs.
That's exactly right, because being undefeated during the regular season is great. It's a wonderful thing. Nobody hardly ever does it. But mm-hmm. that is not the goal.
Right.
The goal is to win a state championship. So, that you know, it can help. I think it will help. I remember Fairhope had a team with Ralph Watson back in 2003, 2004, right along there. They were 31-0 in the regular season and got beat in the second round of the playoffs much earlier than they had hoped. But they had a great season. But as Ralph will be the first one to tell you, we didn't finish. And yeah. So
I thought the Fairhope coach had a great comment in the news. He said he would much rather have a loss now and then win that last one.
Yes.
Because that means you're winning the state championship.
Yes.
Instead of being undefeated and lose that last one.
Right, exactly.
So I agree with him.
Hey, look, we're going to take our final timeout coming up here in just a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little about – we're going to try and talk some college football. How about that? Of course, Tennessee has a new coach. We'll talk a moment about that. And you got the Grace period coming up here in just a moment as well, but Tennessee's got a new coach,
yeah.
That which I think is going to be an interesting hire with Jeremy Pruitt, yeah, being ousted,
right?
I guess is
going
the word
to the Giants,
yeah. So anyway, Grace coming up next, right?
Yeah.
All right, don't go anywhere. It is PSR.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, we've been through such a tumultuous time in the last year. We're coming up on a year when this, getting close to about a month away from when the pandemic began. And in our area, we've had the pandemic, we've had hurricanes, just all kinds of things that have gone on. And we've had all in our country, we've had social unrest, and we had a new election this year, and crazy things took place before, during, and after. And I get sometimes, I don't know about y'all, I get bothered and I get all irritable, and it changes. And when I start thinking about all the things that are going on, I get really resentful about things, and it bothers me. And it takes me out of what God intended for me, in my opinion. And that's all me, you know, it's all me. And so I think about a prayer that I heard long ago, which still resonates, and it can resonate through anything that I do in my life. And it says, it's a serenity prayer where it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There are things out there I can't change. I can't do anything about how other people act. I cannot. I can't do anything about the weather. I can't do anything about the money in our country or taxes, or I can't do anything about it. I can try my voting or whatever, but I can't really do anything about it except what I can do. And the part that I like the best, and says, I want to have the courage to change the things I can. And folks, I'm just going to tell you, for me, the courage to change the things I can doesn't start anywhere but inside my own heart and inside my own mind. That is what I had to learn how to do many years ago, is learn how to change mark. Once I could do that, then I could be an agent for change if I just did what I was supposed to do and realize that I can't change these things. I can't change the things outside of me. I can only change me. And I can change how I think and how I feel and how I love people and how I'm kind to other people. And I say this all the time. I like to wake up every morning and, you know, Coach Bryant had that statement. He goes, I want to live this day for good, not evil. And then when I go to bed at night when I get in bed, I think about, before I go to sleep, did I harm anyone today? Did I hurt anyone today? Did I say anything that might have done that? And if I did, I need to make sure that tomorrow, before I get going on anything else, I ask for forgiveness for that. And so, you know, it makes serenity prayer makes life easier for me. No matter how you slice that deal up, when I learn the courage to change mark, then I got a chance to make a difference, and that's what I think this world is all about.
And Mark, that's absolutely fantastic. And we're not perfect, and we have to know what Jesus did on that cross.
That's right.
Okay, and certainly remission of our sins was a sacrifice for Him being on that cross, and that right there is what we have to do every day because we're not perfect.
That's right.
That's a great, yeah. Great thought right there. There is no question about it. You did say something in there about harming people, and I got to ask for forgiveness. I hope we didn't harm anybody in putting this show together today. Okay, hope we didn't mess up your ears.
Great job.
Can I piggyback?
Sure, sure.
One thing about what Mark said, and it was so good, about the struggles of life when they just get so – there's so much drama out there right now, you know, in our country, and people are so just wound up and so tight and angry. And I'm a PK, so for you listeners out there who don't know what that means, that means preacher's kid. My father was a minister, so I was a PK growing up. And everybody's got their one favorite scripture, I think, that gets them through tough times and when things really get like, you know, the anger and all that's going on in our world today. And mine may be one of the shortest scriptures in the Bible, but when things get so tough, and I think, like, I can't do anything about it. I want to do something about it. I'm angry. Why can't I do something about it? I revert back to that one scripture, and that scripture was, be still and know that I am God. And that's it. Just sit back and let and know that
he's in control.
He's in control. So that's my favorite scripture is be still and know that I am God, and it helps me get through those tough times.
That's awesome, Barry. That's right on point. And, you know, Ralph Watson over at our school, he talks about that all the time. And boy, you just reiterated something I believe in, and thank you for that. And I thank you all for listening to our Grace segment. I think we got a couple other things to cover, Randy.
Yeah, real quick.
Out here today.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got the Senior Bowl, the Reese's Senior Bowl, about to kick off in Mobile. Of course, Alabama's got a few players over there, and I don't know how much you're going to get to see Najee. Of course, he messed up his ankle. Mac Jones, a little bit of an ankle injury. Of course, the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, he's not going to be playing. But you've got Leatherwood. You've got the center. Dickerson. Yeah, Dickerson. Why, Landon Dickerson. Why couldn't I think of that? But those guys are going to be out there, and it should be a lot of fun. I know it's not going to be the Senior Bowl of old, okay? Going to be limited crowds there and all that. But they are playing in a beautiful new stadium over
at South
Alabama. South
Alabama hosting the Senior Bowl. How about that? That's got to be good for them.
It really should be. Of course, Auburn's got Brett over there, the only one representing Auburn. But, hey, congratulations to all of them. Should be a lot of fun. And a lot of these guys are going to get to go and do something a little more with their life. They're going to get to play in that next level. And we were talking about it at the very beginning of the show today for seniors in high school. Last time they're going to get to put on a football jersey, all right, or a helmet. And I know all of us had that opportunity. We did it. You and I did it at Pee Wee football, Coach. We did it. You know, we finished high school, and that was it. But Barry, you went on. You got to play college ball, and then you went on and played a little bit in the NFL. And when you take that helmet off for the last time, it's a surreal moment.
It is,
you know. So congratulations to all these guys right here. And of course, Tennessee picks up a new coach, the University of Central Alabama coach. He's a former quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners, Coach Whipple. So it'll be interesting to know, Barry, when you coached at Tennessee back with Johnny Majors. It's going to be interesting. Right now, Tennessee going through some interesting times with Jeremy Pruitt being fired, of course, a former, now retiring. Yep. So it should be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I had a chance to coach with Philip Fulmer. He was on the staff there, and David Cutcliffe was on that staff. But that's a great fan base, Tennessee. Yeah, there's not many places where there's 110,000 you know, in the stadium when they're allowed to come. Of course, the COVID thing's knocked that out, but they expect a lot. And so we'll see if he can deliver.
We got a local guy. We got a local guy going to Alabama.
Yeah, a good friend of ours, Todd Watson, former coach at Alma Bryant, head coach at Foley High School. He coached at Hoover for a while, went to Troy, worked in their office up there, then went to Tennessee, and has just taken a job with Coach Saban at Alabama. I think his job is special assistant to the head coach. I think that's his job, which means he is going to work his fanny off.
But Todd's there's no doubt.
He's not afraid of work.
No sleep for the weary.
Yeah, no,
hey, listen, it has been a lot of fun sitting in for Coach Cleveland Day, and good luck with him and his travels. I want to remind you, why don't you join me and Danny Spivey tomorrow at 11 o'clock right here on these stations. You can listen to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We have a ton to get into. We talk golf first. We're going to talk golf. We're going to talk some other sports. Hey, they got a lot going on. They're out in Torrey Pines, a place I've been, and we're going to talk to Robbie Shelton, made the cut out there. We'll talk a little about him as much more. Been a lot of fun, guys. Thanks, Coach.
I enjoyed it.
Great job. Thank you.
All right. Hey, for our whole staff here at PSR, thank you for tuning in. Rick Cleveland, he'll be back next week. Until then, for the whole gang, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day, and God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.